Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Tuning in. This is a day that our Abba has made for us. Hallelujah. All praises to the Yah. He is our Savior. We worship Him, praise Him for His faithfulness towards Israel. And I'm glad that you are listening. If you're listening in the archives or live today and got this day being Kodesh, which is set apart, sanctified, where we praise Him. Listen, we got another exciting lesson for you. So we're going to push Devarim, the fourth chapter, for a later time, which is Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. But if you have time, read that today. But we'll push it to a later time. We had a great lesson last night with our brother Seaside, Brother Ray, and we want to pick right back up on that lesson today, dealing with the times and talking about these high holy days that are coming up and how people are classifying how they're approaching it, and the way that some people are a little off with the dates and times. We're not here to judge or criticize anybody based on what the brother even brought out last night on Romans 14, chapter 4 and 5. But it is important for us to keep learning and to keep growing. We can't just stay stuck and remain in ignorance and continue to act like that we've been delivered from, which is the lies of Christianity. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Looking towards the east, sisters with their heads covered, brothers' heads uncovered. We lift up our hearts and spirits to our Abba, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Father, we know you don't put more on us than we can bear, so we cast our troubles, our burdens at your feet, knowing that you care for us. We thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, and we count everything joy today. I pray for my family throughout the four corners of the earth that they are strengthened, renewed, and fortified for the task at hand and for the battle, and that the remnant is strengthened, and that we will celebrate you the way we are. Forgive us for our slothfulness, our sins, And we forgive those that have sinned against us. Cause Judah and your tribes to rise up and strengthen and prepare for the battle. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. So be it.
So be it.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Ray.
Hey, Shabbat shalom. So be it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk with our Abba. Thank you. Make me face the east a little bit and talk to our Father.
Yes, sir.
Good work. Good prayer.
It's in your hands, brother. Go ahead, because I want to make full due of this time. So it's in your hands.
All right. Hey, so we're just going to do a real quick recap of what we talked about yesterday. Genesis 1, 14, 19, we started that, and it told us that the sun, the moon, the stars was given to us so we can count days, weeks, seasons. We kept going with that understanding. We went into Exodus chapter 12 to see where Israel, that Yah told Moses and Aaron that the beginning of the month of Aviv was the beginning of months for them,
mm-hmm.
and for them to set apart the lamb. Again, that was a foreshadowing of what Christ did for us. We continued in Leviticus 23, 5 and 6. And the reason why we started there, again, we're doing the Passover in the days of unleavened bread because we want to make sure we start our year off at the exact time, counting the right way.
Right.
And then from there, we went to Matthew 12:40 to let you know that our HaMashiach's time was exactly the same time as we looked going back into Genesis. In the same way that we look at Exodus, that the days of unleavened bread in the Passover, like you'll see. And we didn't read this scripture last night, but it's in Luke 22 for any brothers and sisters who want to go there. It tells you that the days of unleavened bread in the Passover are the same. And it also continues to tell you that's when he went with the disciples and he went to teach them. That's when they had the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So again, when you get the Christianity mindset, they'll talk about the Last Supper, but again, he was going to what the Passover, where he already taught us in the past, and the same thing he taught us in the future. One of the things our brother went with was Romans 14 and 5. And again, it told us that every person be fully persuaded in their own mind and heart. So one of the things that I want to make a differential for that, for us to really understand, and my brother here, he'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because we have another brother named Bertus down here in my parts of the woods, Seaside, and we've done fellowship with him. And like me and my brother, like when we go into this part right here, when we're about to pick up in Jubilees, we believe in Jubilees, we believe in Enoch, the book of Jasher. Our
right.
other brother, he believes in Jasher, but he doesn't go with all those other events. So
mm-hmm.
what that means is he goes off a Gregorian calendar, which is the calendar that the heathens or people have set up today. He
right.
doesn't go off with what the understanding that we're about to break into. So that's what part of we talking about being fully convinced. Now, but if you're going into the book of Jubilees and Enoch and all these things, and it tells you that these things are a fixed time, they're appointed time, then you can't be like these heathens and changing all your dates and times.
Right.
And then we'll get that same understanding from what we're talking about here is in what? 2 Peter verse 1 through 20, when it tells you that the prophecies that's been told to us are not for any private interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So we must be on the same accord in that mindset. If he tells us that the beginning of our counting of time, Genesis 1:14, and then we're about to go into these scriptures that tells us that we count 364 days, so we won't be off and we won't be falling in the ways of the heathens, then we got to adhere to that teaching that our Abba's given us. So with that, you got the book of Jubilees?
Yeah, I got it. What chapter?
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 17 through 18.
Okay, reading from the the book of Jubilees, 14.
No, chapter 4, verses
yeah.
17 through 18.
Oh, okay. Book of Jubilees, chapter 4, verse 17. And he was the first among men that are born on earth, who learned writing and knowledge and wisdom, and who wrote down the signs of heaven according to the order of their months, in a book that men might know the seasons of the years according to the order of their separate months. Verse 18, and he was the first to write a testimony, and he testified to the sons of men among the generations of the earth, and recounted the weeks of the Jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths of the years, as we made them known to him. Verse 19. And what was...
You can stop right there. That's good. So we can get two understandings out of this. One, I'm going to do real quick of Psalms 19:1, our Elohim, and the firmness showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. There is a line that's gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. So as we read it in Psalms 19, it still points us back to creation for us to get.
Mm-hmm.
The language that we're supposed to talk in, talking about what? Our Father's feast days and his appointed time. And that shows the knowledge of what we're supposed to be doing. It also talks about in Jubilees 4:17 that this man was appointed and he wrote this stuff down. You can see in Exodus 17:14 that the Most High told him in Exodus chapter 17, verse 14, to write all this stuff down in a book for memorial for Israel.
Right.
So we're going off of this understanding, and we're going forward to understand when our feast days and our appointed times, and again, the appointed time is not our appointed time, it's our Abba's appointed time. Like, there's no confusion in the house of Israel that the Sabbath is each seventh day. And I shouldn't say that. There is some confusion in Israel. You got some lunatics that change the Sabbath from month to month, I think there is, too. So I'm sorry about that point. Yeah, there is some confusion in that part. But there should be no confusion that the Sabbath is every seventh day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're going to go to Jubilees chapter 6 and pick up verse 28.
Okay, one second. Jubilees chapter 6, verse 28. And on this account he ordained them for himself as feasts for a memorial forever. And thus are they ordained.
All right, stop. So we're talking about our Father's feasts and his appointed times. And like I said, if you look at Exodus 17, he says that he wrote all this stuff down in the book for memorial. So when we pick up here, this is an account that was ordained by themselves for the feast of the memorial forever. And this is what's ordained. So this is no changing. This, again, we got some confusion in the house of Israel what forever means. Stand forever to be as long as I live until our HaMashiach comes back. That's what forever is for me.
Right.
All right, you keep going.
What verse did we leave off at? Let me see.
We're in verse 29 now.
Okay, verse 29, Jubilee 6:29. And they placed them on the heavenly tablets. Each had 13 weeks from one to another past their memorial, from the first to the second, and from the second to the third, and from the third to the fourth. Verse 30, and all the days of the commandment will be 2 and 50 weeks of days, and these will make the entire year complete. Thus it is engraven and ordained on the heavenly tablets.
All right, so we'll stop real quick, and then we'll pick up on verse 31. So 30 is telling us that there's 52 weeks in a year, and that will make a year complete for us.
Right.
So right there, as me and my brother, and how I'm understanding this word, 365 days won't work.
Right.
We can divide 364 into 7. That's going to give us 52 every time. And he said this is engraved and ordained in the heavenly tablets. Again, when we're talking about those heavenly tablets, we're talking about the book of life, everything that's opened up, every thought that we have is private or in secret. All this stuff the Most High has already put in place for us.
Exactly.
When we start keep going into this word, I really want people to see this is how I look at it and how I see the time that we're talking about, and when we say it's ordained from the heavens, the birds know when to fly south, correct? Ain't no person
right.
telling them when to fly.
That's right.
When we talk telling these crops to grow, then the Most High is ordaining stuff. The flowers start blooming on their own. We don't make that happen.
That's
we
right.
don't make the trees spring up at that point. We don't
mm-hmm.
make the tides recess when the moon comes out at a certain time.
Yeah.
So if all these things are already ordained, they have a set time for them all to take place. We'll read that as we're coming up, and we'll also go back to the Bible, and it'll tell us that there's a set time for everything. And it's not our time we're talking about. This is the time of the Father. That's the reason why it's set apart. That's the reason why it's Kodesh, and that's why it's his time. It's his appointed time. You want to throw anything else in there, Op?
Oh, man, that's just good. That's key. That's why they take these books out the Bible, Jubilees, and then that's why you got heathens and those who worship the heathens telling you you don't need to read these books. These books are spot on. And like you said, we can sit up here and change times. Man can change times. But nature is still coinciding with these tablets. That's good. That's a good word. Good word.
All right, Ak, we good. So we're on verse 31 now.
Okay, the book of Jubilees, chapter 6, verse 31. And there is no neglecting, comma, these commandments, for a single year or from year to year.
All right, so I'm going to stop you there again. I'm going to stop you right there again. So this is to all Christians and to well as our Hebrew brothers. Because the one scripture, at, again, you go to 2 Peter verse 1 through 20. He said the prophecies are not for any private interpretation.
Right.
So if there's no neglecting this commandment from single year to year, and we can look back and see when we start counting our time, right? We can also see when our Christ, he died in the midst of the week, and he kept the Passover at that same ordained time, then who are we to start changing that time? So he says there's no neglecting this from any single year from year.
That's right.
So we go far as back as Genesis and know when he started counting his time. And we see he kept it up all the way up until what? Until we helped get him crucified, to the Romans crucified him, until he rose up again, it was still the same time. Who are we now to change it? So there's
start
no neglect in this time.
That's right.
I want people to understand that that's what he's talking about. So let's keep going in verse 32.
Jubilees 6, verse 32, and command thou the children of Israel that they observe the years according to this reckoning, 364 days. And
not 365 days. Not 365 days with a leap day. 365 days with a leap year. We go 364 days a year. That means the Passover will always fall on the same Passover time. That means your birthday will all be on the same birthday time. The reason why they flip all these different days and have to throw a leap year in it, because they cannot count the time correctly. All right,
man will think to change times and seasons, as the scripture said, to try to
yes,
throw us off and throw us out of sync.
You know what my pocket, what you're quoting right there is Daniel 7:25.
There you go. There you go. Okay, Jubilees 6 and 32, 364 days, and these will constitute a complete year, and they will not disturb its time from its days and from its feast, but everything will fall out in them according to their testimony, and they will not leave out any day nor disturb any feast. Verse 33, but if they do neglect and do not observe them according to his commandments, then they will disturb all their seasons, and the years will be dislodged from this order. And they will disturb the seasons, and the years will be dislodged, and they will neglect their ordinances.
All right, so I'm going to stop you right there. So again, as we see in the Gospels, if you love me, keep my commandments, it's always over and over again. And they said deserve according to what? His commandments.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our will. When we pray to the Father, it's his will be done here on earth. As the same way in heaven. So So the Sabbath day is not messed up in heaven. The only way the Sabbath day is messed up is here with man messing it up, because he taught us the right way to be. He told us how to count days. He told us how to count seasons and all this time. So, again, we have to observe them according to his commandment. So, again, the reason why if we can get to the seventh-month feast, right, when the seventh-month post will start, it's easy to get there if we know exactly when our starting point is.
Right.
So if you don't have a good starting point, my starting point, again, I'll go to the word for example. Like me and my brother, we keep the Passover. Say there's another brother that can't keep the Passover because he's a little bit unclean. He got another month in that second month because he's unclean. But our starting point for the year has not changed.
Right.
We have to know when we start so we can count the exact time we get to get to that seventh month.
Right.
Again, as we read the seasons, when it tells us 30, 30, and 31 will make up a season. And it tells us 364 days make up a year. 52 weeks make up a year. So he gives us a specific count for everything. So it won't dislodge them out there appointing times. So if you don't start at the right time, then you might be off on all your different counts. That's the reason why you'll get some Hebrews that have a Passover one year on a Thursday. Next year they might be on a Saturday. Another year it'll be on a Friday. Their count is always off. It's always ever changing. But he gives us a specific point and a specific time to start counting from. And again, that's the reason why I wanted us to, again, it's his commandment. And if we break his commandment, then he tells us we're neglecting an ordinance that he's already ordained. And again, what are the ordinances? The ordinances is the sun, the moon, the firmament, the oceans, ourselves. We are what he's ordained, and they're properly placed in a proper order. You got anything to throw in there, Op?
No, that's a good word. That's a good word.
All right, so what are we at? Verse 34?
Yeah, we are at 34. Jubilee 6:34, and all the children of Israel will forget and will not find the path of the years, and will forget the new moons and seasons and Sabbaths, and they will go wrong as to all the order of the years. Prophecy right there. Verse 35.
Yes, it is.
For I know, and from henceforth will I declare it unto thee, and it is not of my own devising, for the book lies written before me, and on heavenly tablets the division of days is ordained, lest they forget the feast of the covenant and walk according to the feast of the Gentiles after their error and after their ignorance. Verse 36. For
hey, I'm going to stop you there, Hebrew. I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to read a little bit out of Ecclesiasticus real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
And we're in verse 36, correct?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1, and it says, to everything a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A
in
time to get in a... Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, not a problem. Verse number 6, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Profit he that worketh and that wherein he labor. So the reason why I put in there, again, the appointed times that we're talking about, they fall in one thing I want most people to understand. None of this is our will. This is all the Father's will. So all the seasons and all the stuff that he's talking about here in this Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we're always talking about the Father's time. See, it's appointed for every man to die once. That's on the Father's time. I mean, that's the reason why we say every day that he gave us another day. There's no glory in ourselves to say that we woke ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why when he does take someone away, again, that was on the Father's will. It wasn't our will. Who understood this? Job understood this. He had boils from top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Mm-hmm. His woman told to him and cursed God, and he told her to go away because she must be what? A fool. Because the Most High is the one that gave us life.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why we get plants in this time is because the Most High ordained it. The reason why we get water time is because the Most High ordained it. The reason why, like me and my brother were just talking, the reason why there's fire going on in a lot of parts of California is because he ordained it. The reason why some heathens are neck high in water right now, and they can't even go back to their homes, is because the Most High ordained it. The reason why these Ezekiel flies are biting people on their butts left and right, and their babies are coming out with one millimeter heads, is because the Most High has ordained it.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the works of our Father. So when we're going back to his appointed time, and we're reading this word, and he says that children of Israel will not neglect him, and not go after the ways of the heathens. Again, the heathen gave us a Gregorian calendar of, what, 365 days a year. The heathens gave us a calendar that says our new year starts in the dead of winter. The heathens the one that gave us a calendar that says stop doing all the feast days but keep all these pagan traditions. The heathens are the ones that gave us a count that is so off that we right now are scrambling to try to find out when a year begins.
Go ahead,
it's so important.
You got 15 minutes. Don't worry about that. Go ahead.
I'm with you. So it's so important for us to go back to our Father's will, go back to his way, and keep the time that he's already ordained. We just got to walk in obedience. So that's the reason why I went to Ecclesiastica, because everything we're doing is in the glory of our Father.
Yeah.
You got anything for that, Hebrew?
No. That's good stuff. I'm just looking at these verses and scriptures. It's just so prophetic, which is why it just gets me that people don't want to read Jubilees, Enoch, and these other books. It's all right here that our Hebrews would just throw everything off. Did you want me to continue?
Yeah, we're in verse 36 now. We're going to finish on 38.
Yeah, listen to this. This is good. 6 and 36. But there will be those who will assuredly make observations of the moon, how it disturbs the seasons and comes in from year to year 10 days too soon. Verse 37, for this reason, the years will come upon them when they will disturb the order and make an abominable day the day of testimony.
All right, I'm going to stop you real quick. Go ahead. You want to say something? So we were just talking about some Hebrews that they were doing our Passover on a different day.
Yep.
And again, what testimony are we talking about the Passover? Is it our testimony? Is it Hebrew Israelites' testimony? Is it the ones who are in Egypt testimony? No, that's Christ's testimony. Back then in Egypt, he says he wants you to tell the whole world that he's the one that took you out with a mighty hand. He's the one that split the oceans. This is his testimony. He's the one that, again, when he took all his disciples and took them to the room and broke bread with them, this is his testimony that, okay, I'm going to rise again, that this temple will be rebuilt again in 3 days. They said, how can a temple be rebuilt in 3 days? It took us years and years and years to build the temple. They didn't understand that he was talking about himself. So this is his testimony. So any time that we're changing it, again, we're changing what Christ, our Messiah's testimony is. And we don't got no business doing that.
That's good. You want me to finish this?
Yes, go right ahead, bro.
Yeah, I'm just
at making an abominable day, the day of testimony.
Yeah, an abominable day, the day of testimony. And then listen to this. I want you to comment on this. And an unclean day, a feast day. They will confound all the days, the holy with the unclean with the holy, for they will go wrong as to months and Sabbaths and feasts and jubilees. And they're talking about us in this time period. But let's go back to that. They will make an unclean day a feast day.
Yeah, so we are talking about Hebrews. And, again, it's funny to me because we saw so many Hebrews when they said they're waking up. And I always knew, what they tell you, I always knew that that Friday, that Good Friday would make no sense to me. But do you see how many Hebrews have went back to Good Friday with a different tongue?
Yeah.
I mean, year after year after year, they start celebrating Good Friday again because
right.
we have a teacher or a camp. I call them organizations, basically, because they're trying to make more profit than save souls. They got
right now. Right now, you can get in this class for half price. But go ahead.
Yeah. They straight up organizations, and it tells you. You can tell them by their fruits and their labor. You can tell them what masters. You can't serve two masters. So I can't put on the back burner that I want to get a whole bunch of money and serve Christ. One of them is going to come to the forefront. But
yeah.
all these people that got out of Good Friday have went back into Good Friday. They neglected the teachings, and they neglected the testimony. Because, again, our testimony is Matthew 12:40. He said, for every stiff neck, for every whore, anyone that want to be into another relationship with somebody else, I'll only give you one sign, which is this, that I spent 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and this will be the counting of your Passover. So if you know that's the counting of your Passover, and right here we're reading it, this will never change, 364 days, 364 days, 52 weeks in a year. And that way you will not go a whoring or changing none of the things or neglect his time. Then what are you doing then? You've made something unclean that was already clean for us.
Right, right. So, trying to get this recording going. So with that being said, people not realizing that you're celebrating Passover on the Sabbath, the Shabbat, saying he died on the Sabbath, but he rose on a Tuesday, which is the third day of the week. And you are just totally negating the scripture when Mary and Martha came to the tomb on the first day of the week. The angel was there and said, who you look for? He's already risen. He's gone. But you're going to change the teaching that's right here? And so you're even worse than the Christian church. At least they got him on the first day. You got him on the third day, and you got Mary and Martha looking, and that testimony of Scripture looking just totally ludicrous. In other words, the day you got him rising, when Mary and Martha came to the tomb, and the angel said he's not here, you got the angel lying.
Yeah, and again, to me, one of the biggest things we can look at is, and they keep saying it over and over again, this is his testimony.
Yeah.
It's the day our testimony.
Right.
And he gave us a testimony. And again, we go to his words, our Christ's words, your Messiah's words. He said, I'm only going to give you one sign, like the Sabbath day, Exodus 31. That's
yes.
a sign between us and the Father from generation to generation to generation, if we keep
mm-hmm.
it. So this is one sign I'm giving you. Just like Jonah was in the heart of the whale, 3 days and three nights, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth. And we know for a fact, like he said in Luke 22, if you go back to that scripture, that he's talking about the days of unleavened bread in the Passover. So there's no confusion what he's talking about
mm-hmm.
and what time it started. Because he says what? When we read in Exodus as well as Leviticus,
yeah.
the first day, and we count what? 14 days, and then the 15th day. So we got Passover and days of unleavened bread. So he was counting the exact same time that we read in these scriptures. That's his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you to say now that it's changed?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And this is nothing to be played with, brother. This is, we get off and we be like, at least I tried. You know, we take the lazy route all the time. We don't want to do our due diligence, which is to the study, which he commanded us to study, and to get these books and look it up and do it. And that is showing our diligence, our faith. And he said, if you seek me, you'll find me, and we don't want to seek. We are lazy. I guess we are. Yeah, we might have built this country on the sweat of our backs, but right now we don't even want to put in the work. If some false prophet tells us something, we like, let's just go with that.
Yeah, we definitely stiff-necked. We people that, you know, we want to do it our way. We want to do it any other way but the way the Most High has told us. You know, that's a shame because there's only one way to get it done.
That's right. That's right. And this is powerful scriptures right here in Jubilee 6. You want me to read the rest of this?
We have verse 38. But again, he told us how we'll go after the heathens and the Gentiles and their heir. So I'm going to do something that you just said a second ago. Daniel 7:25. This is the book of Daniel, one of the prophets. Verse 7:25. And again, our Messiah said in Matthew 5:17. And again, you get Christians that just tear that one up. He says that nothing, the law and the prophets, everything had to be fulfilled. The sun and the earth will get put away before all these things had to change. And this is one of the things that our Daniel was talking about in 7:25. And it reads, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they should be given to his hands until a time and a time and a dividing of times." And again, Hebrews, put this in your mind right now. Who's being wore out right now? And who's put on the horizon that they're going to get wore out even some more? Our children get killed in a matter of seconds with a toy gun. Our women are coming up disappearing, getting beat on camera. Our men are in jail, I mean, since the beginning of the time, and we still getting wore out. We still going to the breadcrumbs of our master to get the scraps off his table, and we still go to him, and he's saying that, no, this is your time. You count your time at midnight. You count these unholy days like Thanksgiving or what's that other pagan day they have that all our Hebrews love to celebrate? Halloween. And then he changes the laws. What laws have he changed? There's no more Sabbath day. They got these, in this country, they got these called blue laws. The law that says Sunday is a day of worship. Most people don't understand they got that in place. They got these other laws that there's no more what they call Jewish, because we ain't Jewish. Jewish is a simile, a facsimile of the real thing. We are the real McCoy. And they said there's no more of these customs of the Passover and all these things, but there's now Christmas. There's now Easter. None of these things that have to do with our Father's word. So he's brought to change the times and the laws of our apple. But if you're part of that remnant, you keep going back to the words we're living at right now. We keep the Sabbath day. We keep laboring in the word. We keep laboring to find out when his feast day is at, his appointed time is at. So we won't go out erring. It tells us in Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the assemblies of ourselves. And when is the assembly? As yet as his appointed time. The children of Israel, they assembled at the appointed time and what? Yah told us to assemble. Moses, the only thing he told us, hey, it's got a time, it's coming, we all got to get ready for it. That's when we assemble. And it's no different today. All right, so we're going to read verse 38 in Jubilees to finish off that chapter.
Okay, Jubilee 6:38. "For this reason I command and testify to thee, that thou mayest testify to them. But after thy death, thy children will disturb them, so that they will not."
Which is going on right
now,
right?
Right now. Your children are going to disturb the time, so that they will not make the year 364 days only. And for this reason, they will go wrong as to the new moons and seasons and Sabbaths and festivals, and they will eat all kinds of blood with all kinds of flesh."
So right now, as we live and speak, Hebrews that don't know the Hebrews, they'll eat pigs and shrimp and all that stuff inside where they come as assembly in their congregations. They'll follow after all sorts of new moons and new months. They fall off Christians and pagan holidays. We even got Hebrew Israelites at this point in time that don't go after the testimony of our Christ, and they're teaching their children to disturb those same things because, hey, Abba Bibbins and GOCC, IUSPK, GMS, all these people that they served off, and this part that killed me, they served after a guy that claimed himself to be a false Messiah. Was he born in Bethlehem? I mean, check what you're following after. Was he born in Bethlehem? Did he die on a cross? Did he die for your sins? Was he risen up 3 days later? Or is he walking around with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's? I mean, the foolishness of some of the things that we keep following after These are just came out of. But yet you're
right.
still following after their doctrines and their teachings. You
right.
won't get away from their customs.
Right.
After we've already seen that their customs were rooted out of wickedness.
And you can't separate yourself from the foundation. It has to be destroyed. You have to be retaught, relearned. If you come from that foundation, you're absolutely right. That deception will be underlying, and it will root its ugly head every time.
And again, we can go right back to verse 37, and this is for the Hebrews. And we'll make an abdominal day, a day of testimony, and the unclean day, a feast day. And they will confound all the days, the holy
mm-hmm.
with the unclean, and the
mm-hmm.
unclean day with the holy, for they will go wrong as a month and a Sabbath and a feast and a jubilee. And again, if you're going from that doctrine, from all these wicked men that start off being wicked as they keep, you know, telling each other, one calls himself the holy comforter, that he is the
right.
Ruach HaKodesh.
Right.
Another one tells you that he was with all the, as my brother was telling me last night, he said he was with all their teaching, all their doctrines. And again,
right.
show me any place in the scripture where the Most High, he says you could be with all these different doctrines. Didn't he
exactly.
tell you one of his warnings to stay away from the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?
That's right.
Be careful of their leaven.
That's right.
So when you look at these things, you can't have this thing all confused. Again, where's the scripture at? I think it's 1 Corinthians 14:35. The Father is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints.
That's right.
So you shouldn't get a bunch of confusion out of the doctrine of our Father. There should only be one doctrine. And so right here, when we looked at, we saw what? We saw that there are 364 days in a year. We saw that there's 52 weeks in a year. And they fall in part in time according to what the Father's already ordained.
Hey,
so we'll
brother,
get a, yeah.
Go ahead, but you finish up, finish that out, but I want you to tell them, because I know I'm mad that we're running out of time, but I want them to go to your Facebook page. I mean, your YouTube page, and pick up the lessons that you've taught on this, too. So can you give that out real quick?
Yeah, on YouTube, it's called Yah, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. So that would be the name of the YouTube page.
Yeah, go there so you can pick this up, because we can continue this, but I wanted you all to be able to continue by going to the page, and he's taught on these lessons and these dates as well. And go ahead, brother. I'll let you finish closing out. I just want you to get that in. Go ahead.
So we're going to go to another witness to see that what we're talking about is bearing fruit. So now we're going to go to the book of Enoch. So we went to the Bible to see when his time started for that. Now we'll go to the book of Enoch. And we're going to start, again, we're trying to narrow.